mentally and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this wet, slick, rainy Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, of course, it's February 4th, 7:36 local time, 8:36 Eastern, and every single morning, we like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. You already know the magic hour is 9 o'clock. School zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And every single morning, there is a good reason to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. And this morning, it's the weather. D.C., it's raining just enough for the roads to be slick and wet and nasty outside. And we want to encourage you to always give yourself enough time to get there safely. Now, this is our mantra. Early is on time, and on time is late. So make it your business to be early. Get an early start. Make sure that you've got enough time for your kids, for yourself, and for everybody else on the road who's trying to get there. You know, this morning, DC, as we were getting our morning started, it feels good. I'm feeling better every single day, getting a little bit better. Voice getting a little bit better. This morning, we ask ourselves the question, why is it that some mornings, and for some people, this is more often than not, why it's so hard to get up and get out of the bed in the morning? And we were just really in our meditation time, and I just wanted to share this with you guys because maybe it's something that you're grappling with this morning. And every single morning, DC and I wake up, if it's God's will, and it has been, and we're grateful, we wake up and we have just this time together where we start out and we just read our meditation and we make sure that we're on the same page and we make sure that we're moving in the same direction. And this morning, DC, we pondered the question, why is it so hard sometimes and at certain phases in your life to get up and face the day? And you said what about that? You had some interesting, really sort of revelations about in the past when we just were moving in a direction where we just didn't want to get up in the morning.
Right. Yeah. I when faced with whatever I'm faced with, you know, at the age I am now, you know, I have some sort of history with different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, I can just go back into my life and see when I felt the way that I'm feeling and try to decipher what it is that's causing me to feel that way. And when I do those little small inventories like that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times what I find is that in the midst of making these small breakthroughs, you know, the forces that are trying to stop you from making those breakthroughs are there to try to use the same thing that he used on you 20 years ago.
Mm.
And if you can identify what it is, it causes you to break through that stuff a lot faster because you can identify what it is that's trying to hold you down, the forces that's trying to hold you down. Some people call it the devil. Some people call it, you know, I choose to call it the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people call it, you know, there's so many other names.
Right.
But the job of that spirit is to try to stop you from being in your divine place and having that divine appointment where God needs for you to be to meet with your destiny.
Mm.
You know, so what happens is when you start to feel those, when I can only speak from my
sure.
from my experience, when I start to feel like that, I start to understand that what it is those demonic forces that are trying to stop me from being in the place that I'm destined to be in.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And so as you get older and as you start to learn how this stuff works, because some people never really learn how it works, and they're just down all of their lives. But as people who are fighting to find the answers to life's woes and to get through life, they start to figure some of this stuff out as they get older. You know, I used to always wonder, Carlette, how can a man who's 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
with all of his faculties and all of the energy and his body performing and his mind sharp and working the way that it is,
right?
Why is it that a 50-year-old man can outdo that man?
Hmm.
You would think that the 25-year-old man,
right,
would be able to outdo the 50-year-old person all the time, right?
Right.
But the 50-year-old person is getting more done with less faculties. In other words, he's got less
right.
physical attribute. He's got less, you know, he might forget things a little bit more. But because of the experience that mm-hmm. he's had over those 25-plus years that he has over the 50-year-old the 25-year-old person, he's able to get a lot more done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I say all that to say is that, you know, as we live, we start to learn. And we, you know, Uncle New used to say, we never learn the woods, but we learn how to navigate the woods. And as we've learned how to navigate in this life, we start to make better decisions and we start to recognize some of the dangers in life. And we don't have to take those wrong turns like we did when we were 25.
Wow. You know, we just felt impressed this morning to share that, because on Mondays, we talk about momentum. And it's really, really important that people have momentum, especially at the beginning of the week, D.C.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, I said yesterday, and I made a little joke of it, there ain't no momentum like momentum, but you need it every single day. And so as we were talking about and sort of just quickly chronicling our lives and the wisdom that we've gained over the years about why we did certain things that we did and not being able to get up and face the world, face the day with vigor, with energy, with the intensity to live life, what we really began to understand, and maybe you're really struggling with this and don't even know what it is. And you see, you're right on point. It's that demonic force. And yes, we choose to call it the devil. It's that demonic force that is constantly fighting with you. But it also is shrouded, DC, in worry.
Absolutely.
Worry is probably the number one offender of most people this morning that are traveling in, driving to work, listening to us this morning.
Yes, you know, strife, stress, worry, trying to get us to pick up things that we should already be given to the
mm-hmm.
to our higher power.
Right.
You know, who we choose to call God. We, you know, a lot of the problems that we believe we have are not even problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest problem in a lot of people's lives, is that they're trying to combat some things that don't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I've created this problem in my head, and my perception is my reality.
That's right.
If I believe I have a problem, then I'm trying to deal with that problem in self instead of saying, I relinquish right. power and control over this situation, and I'm going to cast that care on to God.
Right.
That is a lot. It is a simple thing, but it's not as easy to do.
Right.
You know, you hear people all the time saying, Lord have mercy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got just worried,
mm-hmm.
worried. When all they have to do is say, man, that's not my problem. I'm going to give that to God,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to work it out. And if you go back 15 years, you'll notice that when you did do something like that, it was always okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the time that I'm in strife and worrying and overly concerned about what the outcome is going to be, that what that is a lack of faith in God.
Mm.
When I'm worrying and stressing and doing all of that stuff, wondering how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that, how is this going to play out,
mm-hmm.
it's all kinds of control mixed in with a lack of faith.
Mm.
That's causing me to live a scummy life.
Yeah.
It's a scummy life, man.
I mean, we sort of had this revelation this morning, and we really wanted to share it, because whenever you're doing a thing and the thing is so much bigger than you, or you have something that is in your belly that needs to be birthed, there are always going to be those voices that say, well, how are you going to do that? Where are you going to get the money from? Where are the people going to come from? Every question that poses doubt, and where doubt is, worry is right next door to it. And so what DC and I realized is that anytime you're moving into a new season, anytime you're moving to another level, there is going to be a certain sense of uncertainty. But what we have done as controllers and people that are trying to control our fate is we begin to worry, and then we stamp some sort of approval on worry. And we feel like if we're not worried, then we're not doing anything, that we're not productive. And we have convinced ourselves, Americans, I believe, DC, have convinced themselves that worry needs to be a way of life. That if I'm not worried about it, maybe I don't care enough. And I don't know, this morning as we were just meditating and praying and getting ready for the day, getting ready for the morning, we just felt a strong sense that people are bogged down in worry. And that you have created this badge of I'm a worrier. And you feel like it's garnering you something, and it really isn't. And this morning, I'm telling you, if you had struggles getting up and getting yourself moving because you were saying, woe is me, how am I going to do another day of this? Or if things are going crazy on my job, let me tell you something. Oftentimes, God will put you in the middle of trouble. He will put you in the middle of a dark situation so that you can be the gleaming light. But you can't look like darkness. You can't look like the trouble. You can't go in there and have a sore head pity party with the people that are having the sore head pity party. You gotta be light. And I'm telling you, I hope that this morning, that this, just this little word unshackles you, begins to help you to break it off. And you begin to realize. And I love the 12-step program because it talks about one day at a time. But for a lot of us, that's too much. We have to take it 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. Listen, so many people are struggling with illnesses, with how they're going to make it, struggling with if their businesses are going to be able to live to fight another day. I mean, the list is gargantuan. What that means is, it's huge. Sometimes it's insurmountable. So what we have to do is we have to trust that there is a source higher and greater than ourselves that is going to allow the promise of what you got in your belly years ago. And when you do that, then you begin to get free. Hey, everybody, 749. This segment is sponsored by Hixon Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster is their top priority. And State Farm agent Rosa Fields, serving of Oyles Parish, 318-487-1881 for home, auto, and life insurance. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. God will deliver. Always on time now. God will deliver. Then they came to the place. Lay the wooden bound above.
days of old, just like he did in the days of old, just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me, he'll deliver you, yeah, just like he did in the days of old, just like he did in the days of old, yeah, just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me, he'll deliver you, just like he did in the days of old,
just like he did,
just like he did in the days of old.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, its convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonjas at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're on your way by now. It's Tuesday. We're off to a great start. The week is getting started, on point, and we're switching gears this morning. You know, it's Love Month, and there's going to be a lot of talk about love and about relationships, and so we wanted to kick it off with someone who knows a lot about the subject. Let me tell you about our expert this morning. She is a psychotherapist with more than three decades of experience. Her name is Dr. Jamie Torndoff, also known as the Love Doctor, through her popular Ask Dr. Love website. And she's also the host of ADL Radio, which is Ask Dr. Love radio show. It's heard in 80 countries, and she's CNN's resident Love Doctor, and her methods have been featured on the Today Show, VH1, Fox News, as well as numerous other major magazines. And this morning, we're discussing her new book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship. Dr. Torndoff, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Hello, how are you?
You know what, Dr. Love, I'm going to just call you Dr. Love. I just was so excited about this conversation because we've embarked upon a new year. A lot of people are really assessing their relationships, whether it's their marriage, whether it's, you know, their partnership, and have really made a lot of decisions. But this book, I believe, is going to be eye-opening for a lot of people. First of all, let's talk about why you decided to focus on Kiss Your Fights Goodbye.
That's a great question. Actually, believe it or not, no one's ever asked me before, and it is a central question. Because no matter how much you love somebody when you first fall in love, mm-hmm. love isn't the problem. We always fall in love. But the problem is, how do we handle the inevitable conflicts that arise in our relationship? Most people don't know how to do so, and it is unresolved conflict and the angry feelings that go with erode the love that brought us together.
Mm. And so,
it's what it's all about, yeah.
And so as you've researched it and you have helped literally millions of people, you know, through your website, through your radio show, and all of the work that you have done, what have you begun to understand from the research? Because the book breaks it down into really the physiology of conflict. And I thought that that was so interesting. Let's talk about that.
That is amazing. I mean, you really do pay attention. You read. You're a good girl. So here's the thing. Heated fighting triggers a biochemical imbalance in men's bodies. And this is because men's bodies are hardwired to be hyperreactive to stress and danger. It's a programming that dates back prehistoric times when men were hunters and they needed to react with lightning speed to flee or to fight dangerous prey. Mm-hmm. Modern danger is no longer the ferocious tiger. It's the pissed off wife or girlfriend. And when she comes at him, baring her teeth and berating him with criticism, his body sees danger and involuntarily switches into autonomic nervous system arousal or ANS arousal, which triggers the fight response. And since most guys don't want to physically fight their spouses or partners, they flee instead. And women, knowing that they're fleeing from conflict, is being triggered by a primitive biochemical imbalance. A woman thinks, oh, he doesn't love me. He doesn't care about me. So her hurt morphs into anger. She cranks up the heat, blasts them even more, and unwittingly sets off more biological fire alarms, more heated fighting. This is the number one fight pattern, the number one cause of breakups, divorce, and domestic violence. And my program, as I describe in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, breaks the cycle, stops the fighting.
Mm. I thought it was so interesting the way that the science broke it down. And then mm-hmm. as I was reading, I started thinking, you know, the difference between men and women. And it was really centered on what women need to do to have themselves heard by their spouses. And I don't think that I've never really read anything quite like it. So I want you to talk about it because there are some people this morning that are listening that really feel like they are not validated by their spouse, but we really didn't understand the science and the inherent issues that go on with men. And we really have to talk about that.
Right. So let me first tell the women who are listening, and this is also a great relief for men also to hear this. We need to realize the three main ways that most men flee from conflict. So this already helps to frame it for everybody, because if you understand what's going on, you can say, oh, you're not just dissing me. It's not mm-hmm. love me. This is ANS arousal. This is biochemistry talking. You're fleeing rather than fighting. So here are the three and the signs that a man is in.
Let me stop you there, Dr. Love, because I really want people not to just hear that, but to really allow that to soak down into their psyches, into their spirits. That he is not just, that there is definitely a reason why he shuts down.
Right. It's biochemical. It's involuntary. And actually, in the beginning of Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I give you a big checklist so you can look at every physical reaction, every sign, so that you can say, oh, my. But here, I'll just give you three little reviews so you know this is his biochemistry causing him to go into a fleeing or withdrawing reaction. And the first type of withdrawal that guys do is the obvious kind. Physically leave the room, the house. They hide out in the basement or the workshop. They avoid contact. They're physically fleeing, okay? Mm-hmm. That we can see. But now a more subtle way that men flee is to verbally flee. So here they're escaping responsibility, making justifying, defending themselves. And the third and most subtle way that they flee is what I call psychic fleeing. Here they're physically present, but they're mentally gone. Deaf, dumb, blind looking. They're wearing an affectless stare. They're drooling on their tie, Pablo Iglesias expression on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but it doesn't matter which of the ways that they're fleeing. It's primitive biochemistry, but women not knowing this get hurt. You don't give a crap about me. You don't care about my pleas or what's bothering me. And the hurt turns to anger, as I said. We blast them. And then it sets off more biological alarms and more fleeing.
Absolutely.
So there is a way out.
Okay, good.
There is a way out.
And let's talk about that way out. But before we talk about the way out, you talked about the anger that women feel. And then if we're not careful, and even probably unbeknownst, anger turns to resentment.
Well, anger, resentment is called, this is just shrink talk, but resentment is attitude aggression. When you don't resolve the angry feeling, it morphs into resentment, disdain, all kinds of things. But it turns out there isn't really the real primary emotion. When we get angry, animals, when they feel threatened, puff up and look really angry, but really they're feeling scared or they're hurt. The same for human animals. When we feel hurt, we will often convert it into anger. Men are notorious for this because we are not, especially men, are not socialized to allow their vulnerability to be revealed, so they convert to anger. So when you're feeling angry, it's always good to journal, check, and say, wait a minute. What was I feeling before I felt angry? You know, to go down to the meat of your emotion and say, wow, I was really hurt. Because the beauty of act more vulnerable feeling is you're not as attacking of your partner in a more vulnerable place.
Hmm. So now there are some people listening, and I can feel them, Dr. Love, in the spirit. And they're saying, you know, we're already there. We're beyond the pale. In many cases, you know, because the mind is a powerful tool. It believes whatever you tell it. You know, you've had so many angry discussions and you felt so not validated. So how do we help those couples that have, over the years, not understood this fight or flight, not understood really how to communicate with each other, and layers of anger, resentment, disdain, all of the things that we know we could feel, how do we help them to get back on the path of rekindling?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So remember seconds ago that it's heated fighting that triggers the biochemical imbalance, leads to husband withdrawal and more fighting and that vicious cycle. Well, it turns out cooling the relationship climate makes husband withdrawal stop. Now, I have quite a few chapters here at Fights Goodbye where I show you step by step how to cool the climate down. Would you like me to give you just three little cool downs? I call this my relationship control. And the first one is to identify and eliminate your fight traps. Now, the fight traps are those faulty, dysfunctional tactics that we all use. And I break fight traps into open and secret. Open warfare are the outright slams, name-calling, put-downs, character assassination, screaming. I list them all under this, the chapter where I explain fight traps. Secret warfare is more subtle. Here we're sticking it to the other person, but in a way, like whining, nagging, complaining, guilt tripping. The point is, whether we're using open or secret warfare doesn't matter. It still heats the clauses, more ANS arousal and more husband withdrawal. So I always say, while it may feel good to get your rocks off in the moment, on the rocks is where your relationship is going to end up and ditch your fight traps. Because whatever you say and do boomerangs back on you. You hurt your partner, you hurt your relationship. So we got to ditch the fight traps. That's the first way we're going to cool relationship climate. Okay?
Okay. Now, as I was reading that, and I'm looking at people who have been in long-term relationships and have fought and have gotten all the emotions that we talked about, all those negative emotions, and there are women who are saying, and men too, that he doesn't communicate with me. He doesn't know how to talk to me. And how you move them from, you know, that angry place to that cooling place. And as I was reading it,
all right,
this is what I started thinking.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's not easy.
It's not easy to control ourselves. I'll often say to people, when we learn to toilet train, right, it's frustrating to hold our poopies, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it's no different with an emotional holding our poopies, because it feels good, building up resentment and anger and all this, feels good to just, boom, take a poop on somebody's head. So what we're talking about is really growing up and toilet training our emotions, and it takes discipline. But, you know, when we go to a gym and we're learning how to lift weights at first, and we can't bear any weight at all, but as we practice, our muscles get stronger. It's the same thing with our emotional restraint. Our psychic muscles, our mental muscle gets stronger as we train us to hold feelings, to not dump raw poopies on each other, to convert feelings into communications that are going to bring us closer together, even when we're mad. This is what we're all being asked to do. This is how we're being asked to evolve and for our highest purpose on earth, which is to love others better. That's what we're here for, to learn how to do that, especially when we're angry.
Everybody, this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you. All you got to do is phone 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And don't forget, it's tax time. And you can get prepared. You can get the biggest refunds at Tanja's Professional Tax Service. Here's the number, 318-346-4091. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more of Dr. Jamie Torndoff, also known as the Love Doctor. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining our conversation this morning, we're joined by Dr. Jamie Turndoff, also known as the Love Doctor. And we're
actually I'm known as Dr. Love. Just wanted to clarify that because you have trouble finding me.
Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. In case you're trying to find her, and a lot of people, Dr. Love, are going to need to find you probably after this conversation. We're talking about your book, and we're talking about Kissing Fights Goodbye and how really easy it is to do. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is, and even before the break, we were talking about cooling down. And there are a lot of relationships that do need to cool down. And I want you to talk about some other things that people can do to cool down so that they can get ready to heal.
Oh, that's beautiful. So the second way that we cool the relationship climate is by training our brains to fight for us, not against us. Now, what do I mean by this? Our brains, through something I call the echo process, unconsciously hear our parents speaking whenever we're talking to our partners. And obviously, when this happens, we negatively distort what we're hearing coming back at us, and this creates incredible fireworks. So let me give you an example of what I mean. So it's Tuesday night, chicken night in this household, right? And the wife puts down a plate of chicken in front of her husband. He says, "Oh no, not chicken night again." And she freaks. "What? You don't like my chicken? Well, you can go stuff my chicken." He's looking at her. "What? What? All I meant was it's Tuesday again. How fast time flies." So she freaked because her mind was hearing her father putting down her chicken recipes because he always said she did everything wrong. So she was doing the echo process without knowing it. So in the chapter on training your brain, I show you how to use my simple little five-step plan for helping yourself to properly hear what's coming at you from your partner. And it's five little steps. The first is when you start feeling yourself getting hot under the collar, you just hold your horses. The second step is you just take a step back in time. When you take a step back in time, I ask you to do the third thing, which is take a hard look at reality. Here, you're asking yourself, is there a chance that I might be misreading my partner? What did my partner say that reminds me of something that hurt me as a kid? And then in step four, we're going to check out our suspicions. So in this case, she would ask her husband, "Listen, were you saying that you didn't like my chicken recipes?" Then he could say, "No, baby, I love all your chicken parts, your breasts, your thighs." And then in step five, we smooth any ruffled feathers. In this case, it would be chicken feathers. So this is the second way we're cooling the climate down. We're training our brains to fight for us, not against us, cooling it down even farther. And the more cool we're getting it, the more we're moving into a most magical place where we don't fight anymore, or it's easy to resolve our conflicts. And we'll get there in a few minutes. Do you want me to tell you another way that we cool the climate?
Absolutely. But before you do that, I wanna visit that sort of generational issue that happens with a lot of women. And you said it, maybe the woman wasn't validated by her father, or she wasn't validated the way that she needed to be. And a lot of people really are not acutely aware that they have those issues. So when you really don't know why you fly off the handle, how do you get in touch with that?
You've got to read my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, because I show you remember that? Read the book, the Time Life book series. The whole chapter, this leads me to the next point, because what we're talking about now are old scars from childhood. Mm-hmm. We've all got them. Despite our parents' best intentions, they harmed us. Their parents harmed them. It's the human condition. It is what it is. We all come to our intimate relationships with these old scars. But the problem is these old scars heat the climate and cause more husband withdrawal and more fighting. So I have a whole chapter in the book on old scars, and I show you how to identify them. But let me just back up for 1 second and explain exactly why old scars heat the climate. I've coined this expression called the emotional lake effect. You know the actual lake effect, where a storm gathers force as it sweeps across the Great Lakes? It picks up moisture, right, and force?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our unconscious minds are doing the same thing. We're constantly comparing present-day wounds with the hurts we suffered as kids. And what's happening is we're dipping into the reservoir of our unconscious, and we're dredging up all kinds of hurt and pain from similar past wounds, but we don't know we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is we're having all these fireworks going off inside us because we are remembering emotionally all the hurts we suffered that are similar. And now we dump this entire bag of crap onto our partner, which obviously heats the climate tremendously. So it creates fight intensity, and it also creates another nasty little thing, which is we can't shake the feeling. Because if you find yourself really worked up, disproportionately worked up, that's your first clue that old scars are being triggered. And if you can't shake what's bugging you, that's your second clue that old scars from your childhood have been triggered, because all these associations are happening on an unconscious level. We don't know that we're remembering something that hurt us from childhood. As you said, we're just reacting and dumping all that old stuff onto the partner. So how do we make the connection? So I have a whole chapter in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye where I help you figure out what old scar is afoot. And would you believe stripping is the way to do this? and I'm not talking about getting naked, okay?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about stripping away the overt content of what you're fighting about, the dirty dishes in the sink, the toilet seat left up, you put your garbage in a heap on the floor. None of that. I show you how to do what I call drawing a fight map. And here we chart the emotional course of the fight. We strip away what we're fighting about, and we just chart what we're feeling. Not who said what to whom, but I felt this, and I felt that, and I felt this. And then I ask you to link it up to how you felt as a kid. When did you feel this way? What was happening to you as a kid? Who was doing X, Y, and Z to you? Now you've made the link up. Now, what is so magical about this is once you make the connection to the old scar from childhood, you are able then to bring this knowledge into your intimate relationship or marriage. And now you can use your relationship for its highest and most divine purpose. This is what we were brought together to do, to help each other heal the old scars from childhood. And as we help each other heal, we are cooling the climate down, because we're not blasting each other anymore. We're saying, wow, when you said this, it reminded me of my dad. Like, perfect example, husband and wife are out to a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps checking his wristwatch, and she finally goes nuts and starts yelling at him, can't wait to get rid of me? Ask for the check. And he's looking at her like, huh? Why are you handing me this emotional fine? All I was doing was checking to make sure I was going to pay the parking meter on time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you realize, oh, I strip away the overt content. It's not about the parking meter. My dad never had time for me. Now she's able to bring her honest truth, her emotional core, her old scar. She can talk about it with her partner and say, whoa, it reminded me of my dad. He always wanted to ditch me. Now you're evoking empathy in your partner. You're helping each other heal. The climate cools. ANS arousal stops. Husband withdrawal stops. Fighting stops. Now we are in the right emotional space to resolve any conflict we've got, and that's easy to do. The last part of my book, I show you step by step how to resolve any conflict, how to talk to each other so that you can take that discussion to the finish line. And when you're cool, it happens. And I have such a great story that illustrates this. Do you want me to tell you this story?
Absolutely.
Okay. So some years ago, a famous doctor and his wife came into my office. They'd been married for 35 years, and this is very timely now with the captain and Tennille and so on. The long-term relationship, they've been fighting forever. And the wife sits down and she says, I'm done. I want a divorce. For 35 years, he's never heard a word I've said. Look at him, and I look at him. He's in ANS arousal, blank face. He looks deaf, dumb. He's stiff. He's frozen. And she says, I've been telling him he ignores me. He doesn't listen to me. She goes on and on and on. So I said to her, listen to me now, and I want to tell you, he hasn't heard a word you've said. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been telling him for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I said, you've been ragging on him. You've been giving him a lot of heat. And what happens when a guy goes into ANS arousal, one of the features of this is something called cognitive shutdown. And with cognitive shutdown, their brains literally go out to lunch. They do not here. And this was adaptive when guys were hunters, right? Because they're in the face of a tiger and they got to slay the tiger. They're not going to start thinking, gee, should I do this? Mm-hmm. Wait, I might die. I might never get laid again. That's not a good idea. No, they can't be thinking
right.
All that.
Right.
So they have to either fight or flee. They shut down. The brain doesn't work. And I said, he has not heard a word you've said in 35 years. She says,
wow.
I don't believe it. I said, do me a favor. Just humor me. Tell him one more time, using what I call my XY formula. I fully outline that in the last part of the book, which is how you are supposed to present your issue with the XY formula, and do it calmly. Just tell him what he is doing. Pick one thing and how you feel about it. So she says, it's not going to work. And I said, just try anyway. Don't get your hopes up. Don't let your guard down. Just do it. So she turns to him. She calmly tells him, using my XY formula, he bursts into tears. He says, I never knew you felt that way. I will change. They hug each other. I never saw them again. They phoned me years later to tell me they lived happily ever after. They've been happier than ever.
Wow. You
so
know,
there it is.
As you tell that story, I think it's so important for those people who have been in long-term relationships. And you alluded to Captain Antoniel, and a lot of people may or may not have heard the news that after 38 years, they're getting a divorce. Well, when we come back, we're going to explore how couples can go from the brink of shutting down, saying this is it, to you know what? Yes, we can. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, and Davis One Stop. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Our guest this morning is Dr. Jamie Turandoff, also known as Dr. Love. Her book is Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship. And before we went to break, we were talking about Captain Antoniel. A lot of people will remember the song, Love Will Keep Us Together. Well, after 38 years, I just read an article that they are getting divorced. And for many people, Dr. Turandoff, they have gone through years and years of simply coexisting and really have done this for so long. They have become roommates. They have amassed a life together and really have no idea on how to come back together and rekindle something that they were once wildly passionate about, which is
right.
Their relationship. So how do we
right.
speak to those people?
All right. So, you know, in the beginning of Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I help you assess where you are in the relationship life cycle. What you're describing is the bitter end, where people have really, really cut off. But believe it or not, even then it's not too late. I've had couples come to me on my website or in my office, and they were already separating or about to sign divorce papers. But the thing is, they stayed together for a reason, because underneath all the hurt that then ossifies into this angry, you know, cold war, underneath it all, often there's still love. And people will say to me, but I don't even know if I still love my partner anymore. But you're still together because there's still somewhere in there the hope that you could rekindle the love and passion that brought you together. And guess what? You can. Because as soon as I start to help you truly listen and understand and validate each other, centuries of built-up anger just melt. It's like old scar tissue that melts away. You can, in one moment, you've seen it on people when they're on the deathbed, how they just make peace because mm-hmm. we don't have any more opportunity now. The person thinks, I'm leaving, let's make peace. And decades of hurt and anger just fade away. We have to live as if each day is our last and really say from our hearts what we need to say, especially the loving things that we never said, and talk to each other using the step-by-step plan that I mentioned in the last part of the book, which allows you to even work through all kinds of old hurt that you were never able to get through. And that's what happens. Couples turn off to each other because they couldn't understand. They were fighting, and so they finally just said, I'm not even going to bring this up anymore. You don't get me. We're not bringing a resolution in this topic. So they just throw their hands up and pull away. But using my method, you cool it down and you learn how to properly readdress these issues. Suddenly, you feel heard, and all the anger just fades away, and you reconnect. And it is like magic. It is.
And so for those people that say, Dr. Torndorff, I think you're right on point. But we have been angry for so long, and we have not really spoken kind words to each other. And it's my belief that, and ladies, you can agree with me or not, but women really, I think, have to be the initiators of of kind words. I don't know why it's so.
Well, women are the relationship overseers and maintainers. That's a stereotype. Sometimes it's the reverse. But we are the ones who tend to notice problems first. We're the ones who tend to bring these problems to our partners. And what women don't realize is, because we women are socialized to be very emotionally expressive, the way we have brought our issues or do bring our issues triggers this ANS arousal, makes guys shut down and withdraw, and they're not hearing us. So one of the things that helps women cool down and try again, even if it's been 30 years, is, wow, I wasn't bringing it to him in a way that he could hear. So instead of being so mad at him, wait, I can take radical responsibility. I didn't know. I was too heated. And we got into a very, very bad cycle. And now we are at this disconnect that's maybe lasted for a long time. But when it comes to the heart, time means nothing. The love that brought you together can just be reignited. And that old flame can come back. It doesn't matter how long. When you feel heard. And to be heard, you have to communicate to your partner in a way that your partner can hear. And I show you how to do that in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye.
Absolutely. And so I want to speak to those women that are saying, okay, Dr. Torndorff, you have my attention. But I've done a lot of things wrong, and a lot of people have done a lot of things wrong, but don't realize that they've done a lot of things wrong. And we talk about on this show a lot self-truth. How do we help? I'm just talking to women right now, because each individual has to deal with themselves. But how do we help women get to their self-truth about the role that they played?
You know, the thing is, to not take responsibility for your behavior is so destructive in your life, in your every aspect of your life. There's an old joke, how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer is one, but the light bulb's really got to want to change. We can't make anybody do anything. We have to get to a place in our lives where we say, look, what I'm doing isn't working. I can be indignant and high and mighty and say I'm innocent, but that's not the way life is. It always takes two to tango. And if we are just willing to look at our side of the fence, take responsibility for our communications, how we're coming across, that's all we can do. And when you do that, and you say, listen, I'm the author of my fate. What I say has an impact on someone else. And then that comes back at me. You change. You're a pebble in the pond. You create a ripple effect out into the pond, and it changes the whole surface of the pond. You start owning your stuff, and then your partner says, well, gee, I see that I did X, Y, and Z. And now the swords are down, and we're already in a reconciliation. And by the way, A lot of people will say to me, well, what if my partner won't read the book with me?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even matter, because we are pebbles in the pond. Just one partner, one half of the relationship, cast the pebble. You create a different ripple effect, different words, different communications. The whole relationship changes.
Wow. So, Dr. Torndorff, I think it's a great book, and I think that everybody who is in a relationship, everybody who's considering a relationship, needs to grab a hold of this book. What do you hope? Because there's so much great information. There's science behind it. There's common sense. There's seeing yourself. What is the most important thing that you hope that people that read this book will take away from it?
Oh, nobody's asked me that either, and it's a great question. We as a world and a society, people vent their raw feelings on each other. Look what happens, country against country, party against party. People take their raw feelings, their angry feelings, and they dump them on others. And it happens in our intimate relationships, parents and kids, spouses, friends. And the message that I want to give is, do not ever bring raw negative feeling to anyone. We want to always filter our raw feelings through this imaginary sieve, leave the guck and the poison behind, convert our raw negative feelings into communications that we know are going to be beneficial not only to ourselves, but to the other person and our relationship. And if we do this, we can change the world one relationship at a time. We can create world peace one relationship at a time. And you will reap the benefits in your relationship, and you will be that pebble in the pond.
Absolutely. Dr. Torndorff, give people the connections on how they can find you.
Well, the easiest way is just go to askdrlove.com, D-R, not D-O-C-T-O-R. Mm-hmm. Askdrlove.com or even drlove.com. I was the first relationship advice site on the web, so I got all the URLs. And they can find me at Twitter. It's at Ask Dr. Love on Twitter, and Facebook, Ask Dr. Love. And all the news about my radio show and everything else is all on my homepage and Ask Dr. Love. And the book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, they can buy it at their local bookstore or at Amazon. And it's really important for you to post reviews on Amazon and Goodreads, because Hay House tells me that other folks choose books to buy based on other reader reviews. So you can help me create world peace one relationship at a time by posting good reviews. Read the book and post good reviews.
I love it. Once again, the book is Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship. Dr. Torndorff, thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You've been great.
You've been wonderful. I hope we talk again soon.
We absolutely will. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, and Get Wired Communications. You're on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken Sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.